Perek Yutes, giving out the Chalokim of Eretz Yisrael. So ordinarily, by every Goyrel, whenever there's a Goyrel, if you follow in the Torah, you'll see that the Lashon Goyrel is always, whenever you have a lottery, it says, Vayipo HaGoyrel, meaning the Goyrel fell on that. So just to give you examples, if you look here by the Psukim, By Haman, when Haman made a goyrel on Purim, what does he use a lashon? Hipil pur hu agoyrel. Hipil is a lashon apola. I'm sure you remember from Makkos, the second perek. The nafalat shehipol derech nefila. So that's over there in Megillas Esther. Lashon of hipil. Yeshayah Lamedalit talks about goyrel also. It's hipil goyrel. Same thing. Same idea. In Yechezkel, it says, Loi nafal agoyrel. In Tehillim, where is that? That's in Perek Chav Beis, I believe it is. It says, Yapilu Goyrel. So basically, almost in all places in the Torah, when he uses a Lashon Goyrel, it says the Goyrel falls on that. By Yoina ben Amitai. The Elam remembers, right? They made a lottery to see why is there a storm in the ocean. So what does it say over there? Come on. The Bechor, not a Bechor, but the Bechor ben Abonim. Come on. The Bali Kri occurrence, don't do it. First they talk by Yoina. The other one remembers? No? Come on. I'm not Makabal. All right, you give up. Staten Yena Perak Aleph Pasuk Zayin. Luchu v'napilo goyrolois. Napilo. We'll put goyrolois down. Vayipol ha-goyrol al Yena. Does it sound familiar? Yena? Vayipol ha-goyrol? No? Yeah? Koyrens. Okay. Anyway, but there's one exception. I mean, there's more than one. There's one dominant exception in our Perak. And it's not my kasha, the Kleyoker is this kasha. When the third goyrel, which is the goyrel of Zvun, Shevet Zvun, so the Pasuk says as follows, Vayal ha-goyrel ha-shlishi. The goyrel ha-shlishi went up. All of a sudden now the goyrel is going up. All the other goyrels are going down, this goyrel is going up. So the Kleyoker is this kasha. Kleoko gives the following answer. I'm going to read you what he says. He says, "Delefi shehu achsanya l'talmidei chachomim." Zvulun is considered a host for talmidei chachomim, because we know Yisachar Zvulun, they have a deal. Zvulun supports Yisachar, so he says. Therefore, Zvulun l'chayf yamim yishkoin v'yoytze l'prakmatia. He goes out to work. So the Rabbi Shem compared Zvulun to himself. That means that we have to give cover to Zvulun like we give cover to the Rabbi Shem. Hishveyu lichvoida. And then he says, "Kemoi shemotzinu talmidei chachomim, as Hashem lekechatir l'rabbis talmidei chachomim." Fascinating, Kleoker. Kleoker says that this piece of land that was zoichet to be in Shevet Zvulun was zoichet because the Zvulun is like the Kavod Hashchina. So it's almost like the land had an aliyah, right? The land that had an aliyah. The reason why you're allowed to shecht an animal. Why are you allowed to shecht an animal? Why don't we act the same way the animal activists act and say, listen, can't kill an animal. Killing a living thing. Ritzicha. Right? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim explained, because if you take an animal, you shecht an animal, then you eat it. So the animal becomes not part of a human being. So the animal's having an aliyah. The animal is being elevated. Taka can't kill an animal, stamaze. But to kill an animal, to give it to a human being, that's an aliyah. In fact, many learn that's the reason why the Gemara says, Amoritz also loichal basam. Chazal tell us, Amoritz is not allowed to eat meat. A person who doesn't keep the Torah can't eat meat. What's the shaykhis? Torah says, because the guy who doesn't keep the Torah, the meat is not being elevated. You're killing it, and you're not elevating it. So if the guy's going against the Rabbanu Shalom, you're taking the meat, you're making it into a choyteh. Now I want to do it. So the land had an aliyah by being a chalik of Zvon. What's fascinating, first of all, this whole idea is fascinating. That Zvon from all the Shvatim, but then he points out and he says, Ukshebo lahazkir es Yisochar, says the Klei Yochar, by Yisochar, it doesn't want to diminish him. Because we already used the Lashon Ola by Zvulun. So we don't want to make Yisochar sound lower than Zvulun. So the Klei Yochar says, since that's why it says, Li Yisochar Yotza Agoyro. Sheu Mechuberim Vayal Zvulun. Basically, the Torah goes out of its way to say Zvulun went up. By Yisochar, it doesn't want to diminish him, so it just says Yotza Agoril, connecting him to Zvulun. So what we see from this Klei Yochar is that Zvulun is higher than Yisochar. Because Vayal, it says by Zvulun, not Yisochar. And then we don't want to make Zvulun down, we don't want to lower Yisochar, below Zvulun. So therefore, it says by Yisochar, Yotza Agoro. That's what the Klei Yochar is saying. Lochem b'nachlose by Shevet Yisochar, it says, Yotza Agoro. Vayetze Agoro l'Yisochar. But Sechor Pella. If the whole reason why Zvulun is considered Choshev, it's because he's supporting Yisochar, Zvulun is Choshev, he's supporting Yisochar. So Yisochar is Kol Sheken. Yisochar is the Chashivas. Zvulun is Chashev because he's supporting Yisochar. So Luchar, why is Yisochar becoming a Tofel? The Klei Yochar is saying, once we use a Lashon Aliyah by Zvulun, we don't want to diminish Yisochar. We don't make it sound bad. So by Yisochar, we also use Yotza Goro, we connect him to Zvulun, so he's sort of getting, he's piggybacking on Zvulun's Aliyah. That sounds like Yisochar is lower than Zvulun. Stikopela, why that would be. In the Torah Akdash, we see the same thing, because if we go to Parshas Eisa Brocha, it says, Smach Zvulun B'tzei Secha, V'Yisochar B'Yalecha. It says Zvulun before Yisochar. And over there, Rashi says, L'fika Chichtim Zvulun Yisochar, Sheteirosa Yisho Yisochar, Al Yidei Zvulun Hois. Rabbeinu Bechaya over there in Parshas Eisa Brocha says the same thing. It says, even though Yisochar is older than Zvulun, so he should come first. But since Zvulun facilitated the Torah of Yisochar, so he's mentioned first. L'chayr, it's a Pella. No, it's a Pella. I mean, Zvulun's whole chashivas is that he's supporting Yisochar. So Yisochar should come first. He's a facilitator. But Yisochar is the actual Torah. So it's Mamish Apella. L'chayr, it's Mamish Apella. So I'll share with you an idea which also answers another kasha. The Klei Yochar asks, why does he use a Lashon by Zvulun Vayal HaGoyrel? Every Goyrel always uses a Lashon of a Yipol. And all of a sudden, by the Shevet Zvulun, it says Vayal. There's another exception, which the Klei Yochar doesn't ask. By Binyamin. It says, Vayal Goyrel Mate B'nei Binyamin. That's in the last parak. So by Binyamin, it also says Vayal. Went up. Even though it's a Goyrel. So why over there does it say Vayal? Klei Yochar doesn't address it. But obviously there must be a reason. So Zvulun is getting, Binyamin is getting the same Lashon as Zvulun. And Yisochar is piggybacking. So how do we understand that? There's one other Goyrel in Chumash where it uses a Lashon Vayal. A lashon of Ola. Anybody? No? Lashon Goyrel in Chumash. We use the lashon Vayal. Lashon of Ola. Nobody? $10. Pesach for you, 20. No? Kohens! Alai hoyu kulona! Eliyahu Mizrahi v'zokstel! Rabbi Eliyahu Shlita. Can't think of another place where you use the Lashon Aliyah by Goyro? All right. Doylem gives up. Acharei Mois, Perek Tezayim, Pasuk Yud, V'hasoyir, Asher Olo, Olo, V'hagoyro. Lazozo. Sounds familiar, Corinth? What? Oh, Baruch Hashem. So there we also find the Lashon of Olo. So although, like I said, there's tens of places where it always uses the Lashon Vayapilu Goyrolos for Nafala Goyrol. But we have these couple of isolated places where it's Ola. Obviously, there has to be some connection between all of these places. The Shiloh's, what is the connection? So I'll tell you, Rabbi Yisai, a simple Yisoid. It's a very Choshev Yisoid, but it's a simple Yisoid. And it answers all of the places, all of the Kashas on all of the places. It answers Zvulun, it answers what the Kleoker is telling us. It answers why Yisachar is second to Zvulun. It answers all the kashas. And that is with another sugi in Makis, which I'm sure Olam remembers, because he did Makis not so long ago. The Gemara in Makis in the third parak, the Gemara has a shaila, if an oiler is more choshev than other karbonis, or other karbonis are more choshev than an oiler. The Olam remembers that? No. Yud Chesom and Beis. Come on, guys. What's going on here? What's Kematelt? The Gemara there has a shaila if you make a Kavachoymer from Oila to other Karbonis. Oila is Kolil. Oila goes totally on the Mizbech, so it's Choshev. You remember that? Mal Oila Shekeinu Kolil. You remember that? Oh, Baruch Hashem. Oila Shekeinu Kolil. And then the Gemara, a couple lines later, says Chagig is more chashiv, Shlomim is more chashiv, Chatas Vahashim is more chashiv, Shigeish Poishtei Achilas. Meaning most Korbanos have Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbeach. Because part of the Korban goes on the Mizbeach, the Imurim go on the Mizbeach, right? The Chalovim go on the Mizbeach, and the meat is eaten. So there's two Achilas. And Oila is Kolo. So Mamish, on one page of Gemara, the Gemara goes from one Mandomer saying that Oila is more Choshev because it's Kolo. And then Mamish is Svora Afucha at the opposite. It's more Choshev a carbon than Ashtei Achilas. You remember this in Shtickle? Okay. Chagiga, how many of you learned Chagiga? Maseches Chagigin. Nope, not one guy. Come on. Bunch of Shasid. Nobody knows Chagigin. Mishnah is Chagigin, I'm sure. No? Mishnah is Chagigin. How many guys made a Sima Shas or Bar Mitzvah? Shim Mishnah is. Huh? You made a Sima Shas. I was there. Hachagige mo kesef. Oy lasriye shtei kesef. Sound familiar? That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel loyim chiluf advarim. Beis Hillel say on oy lasriye you spend one, and on the chagige you spend two. So the Gemara comes in chagige, and the Gemara explains these two things. Beis Shammai hold oil is more chashev because it's kolil, and Beis Hillel hold that the shlomim is more chashev, the chagiga is more chashev because it has two achilas. So machloek is Beishami and Beisul. So I'm sure the Olam remembers that this thing that I'm about to say. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal, one of Rabbi Yankov's famous velt, or at least here in Yeshiva it's famous, and that is that there's a general machloek is Beishami and Beisul called Aterikula, right? They have two positions, Beishami and Beisul. Philosophically, two positions. Beisham, I say, if you go to a chasna, what's the niggun that you sing? The niggun that we sing today. Right? But it's a difference in the nusach. According to Beisham, you can just say, kala kamoy shehi. You can't say, kala navachsud. You can just say, ketzim raktim, ketzim. You can't say, kala navachsud. Depends. If the kala is takin navachsud, you can say, kala navachsud. If the kala is a machshefe, you can't say, kala navachsud. Right? Or if the kala looks like a machsheva, you can't say kala no machsuda. They still say no, no matter what, kala no vachasuda. No matter what, you say kala no vachasuda. That's why I always say it's a mazel that most kalas, I think almost all, didn't learn Maseches Ksubas. Because if they did, they would be very insulted. They bring the kala into the men's section. She sits down next to the chosen. And the Olam sings with Lebedekai, Ketzim Ragnei HaKala, Kala Vachsuda, right? Now, if I would get up and give Shia Natsugi when the Kala is there, you know what the Shia would be? It's a Braisa. Ketzim Ragnei HaKala. How do you dance in front of a Kala? Meaning, do you have to be honest? Or do you say Kala No Vachsuda? Beisil Aloimrim, Kala No Vachsuda. Beisil say, you could say she's beautiful, even if she's not. Beishamai say, kala kamoshi. You say the kala the way she is. So the whole case of Meraktim is only a question, how do you dance in front of a kala who's not Nova Chasuda? She's Nova Chasuda, everybody agrees you say kala Chasuda. The whole price of case of Meraktim is, how do you dance in front of a kala that's not Nova Chasuda? So basically, when the kala comes in and we start dancing, you know what we're telling her? Ketzim Raktim in front of a kala like you, that's not Nova Chasude. Baruch Hashem, we pass it like Basil, kala Nova Chasude. That's a blatant insult. But Baruch Hashem, I hope the kalas don't listen to this shir. But that's the nusach in the Gemara. So Beisham, I tell Basil, what are you doing? You're lying. Midval Shekel Tuchak, how are you allowed to lie? You're lying. Right? You have a kala sitting there. She looks terrible. Right? You're singing kala no machsuda. It's a lie. So Beisilo answer Beishamai. What do you mean? Imodim koine mekach min ashuk. If a guy goes and he buys something, what are you supposed to tell him? Yishapcheu beinav or yiganeu beinav? Should you praise it or should you insult him? Guy buys a new suit. What do you tell him? It's nice. I have any saying sometimes today. A guy buys a suit. His mamish looks like, I don't know what it looks like. The color is like wacky. They have these interesting colors. And then the pants are tights. Doesn't look like a pair of slacks. It looks like tights where you see every crevice, if they have a mosquito bite, you can see it. Forget a hornet, forget a bee bite. That's forget it. It would rip through the pants. You could see a mosquito bite. Mom, a baby mosquito that gave a shtickle bite. You could see that too. It's every single kvetz. Right? Some when I make a brocha, I go to a brocha. Yeah? But I still say it's a nice suit. It's a nice suit. They said, if a guy buys something, you compliment it. You say it's nice. Even if it's not nice, you say it's nice. Frecke Biankiv, Satsal. Beisil never answering Beishamai's question. Beishamai saying, it's a lie. Beisil coming, giving us balabatish things. Well, guy bought something. What are you going to say? It's not nice. Where's your etiquette? Where's your niceness? Where's your niceties? What kind of question is that? Beishamai is saying you're not allowed to lie. Beisil not answering the question. You don't remember the discussion. That's Rabbi Yankiv's Akasha. The Rambam doesn't remember this Kasha and says, I can't believe the Rambam doesn't remember this Kasha. It's Rabbi Yankiv's Akasha. How could it be? I always say the footnote of the story is when Rabbi Brody got his first car. You remember Motzke? Rabbi Brody got his first car. 1987 Chrysler LeBaron. That was the car. With a 2.4 four-cylinder turbo. So, he pulled up to Yeshiva with that car. In those years, that car, that was the Spitz. That was the, you can't get better. At the same time, Chrysler had another car they made. It was called the Chrysler K car. They came up with it because of, for economical reasons, meaning gas prices, why? So they, it's like a little box car that was mamish, junk, should be junk. It looked junky, it drove junky, it was junky, it was totally, it was Mekayim Teichei Kibaro. It was exactly what it looked, it was garbage. So we've been seeing, pulled up to Yeshiva. Again, you have to realize, an 18-year-old boy got his first car, his parents bought him a car, brand new LeBaron with the headlights that were hidden headlights and two-door with the sunroof with the, 1987, this was mamish, this was, Olam Haba. Pulls up to Yeshiva. Some Heverman obviously was quite jealous. And he saw him pull up to Yeshiva. Brody, what do you think a LeBaron is? It's just a fancy K car. It's basically a K car with a, you know, with a goof that looks something fancier. It's a K car. It's all. He mamish took all the energy that Rabbi Zion had. He drove up with such a geschmack. Mamish killed Ritzicha. So obviously I didn't say in front of Rabbi Zion. But after Rabbi Zion walked away, I went over to the guy and I took out the Maseches Ksubis. I said, you see, you were just over Divrei Beisil. It's exactly what Beisil were talking about. What you just did. Either shut up or say Kala no Machsude. I also held it was nothing more than a cake car. At the same time, I was driving a 1968 Thunderbird with a 460 engine. Das is a car. Das is even a car. But when Rabbi Zion came to my house with the car, I went, wow, beautiful. Ashlecha. Yeah, that's the Kala no Machsude. But it's a lie. How could you lie? Zokter Yankev, that when a person went and he bought his 1987 Chrysler LeBaron, to him it was beautiful. He bought it. From his perspective, it's a beautiful car. Right? The guy that married that collar, maybe you think she has a long nose, one leg is shorter than the other. To you, she looks like you don't know what happened, yeah? But to him, to the chosen, this is his collar. This is his beautiful collar. So therefore, Basil Hall, that's not called a lie. A lie is only something which is perceptually a lie. If Bnei Adam, the world, in this world, is a perception. And that's also true. What the Bnei Adam view as emes is also emes. Memelo, it's not false. That's why they said a guy bought a Mekach Pashuk. To him, it's nice. You have no chiyuv to correct, to make the record straight, because it's true. For him, it's nice. That's Taka the emes. That was what Yankiv said. And he used this throughout Shas, that Beishamai hold that there's only the real truth, the ultimate emes. And Beisil hold the truth goes by Bosorah, by Bnei Adam. How it looks, how it perceives it as truth. That's also emes. He explained, that's the reason why it says that all the years that Beisham Beisil had a machlekes, says, Haloloim ha'alocha kemoyseinu. Haloloim ha'alocha kemoyseinu. Right? Strange thing, right? Imagine two people have an argument in learning. Right? I say, I think this is Pshat in the Sugya. Right? Shlomo says, no, I think this is Pshat in the Sugya. We're screaming at each other. It would be narish for us to say that I would argue, I would say, my Pshat is right. Obviously, if I'm saying that this is the way I learn the Sugya, means I hope my Pshat is right. And obviously, if you're learning the Sugya differently, if Asher is learning the Sugya differently, he holds his Pshat is right. But the Gemara makes it into two machlekesin. B'Shabbos he'll argue, and v'alo l'oyim v'alocha k'moyseinu, v'alo l'oyim v'alocha k'moyseinu. Frank Abiyankev, it wasn't two machloikis, one machloikis. He says, no, it was two machloikis. One machloikis was b'shamay old chayiv b'sil old pot. Now there's another machloikis. B'shamay were mechadet itfei, they were sharper than b'sil. B'sil were the roif, they had more. So Abiyankev said, b'shamay l'shita sayu, that felt it goes by the real truth. We're smarter. We know the real truth. So they said, "Aloha k'moseinu." Basil said it goes by Adam, and in Adam it goes by Roiv. Aloha k'moseinu. The Gvaldik Pshat. Rabbi Yaakov explained also. He answered a Tosfos in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel, because the Gemara says a Baskel went out, and a Baskel said, "Oh wow, we still have to answer Zvulun, the whole thing that we started with." All right, that'll be next week. The Baskel went out. Of Baskel said, "Elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim, v'alocha k'beisul." Right? The Baskel said, "Alocha zak beisul." So Tosfos says, "Kasha la bashamayim he." Tosfos says, "Kasha, what did the Baskel help?" There's the Gemara above a Metzia. The Gemara says that if a Baskel goes out, we don't listen to Baskel. We don't listen to Baskel. If Rav Moshe Zatzal writes a tshuva, Kigros Moshe, and then we hear a Baskel goes out and says, "Ain't Alocha Kigros Moshe," we don't listen to the Baskel. So what did the Baskel help? So Tosfos says, the reason why the Baskel helped is because the Baskel was supporting the Roiv. Normally in Shas, the Baskel is going against the Roiv. So then we say we ignore the Baskel. Whereas the Gemara above Metzia is talking about a Baskel going against the Roiv. We don't listen to it. But if the Baskel is supporting the Roiv, then we listen to it. So Bianca said, it doesn't make sense. So what do you need the Baskel for? Just go by Roiv. He said, Gval de Gavard. He said, the Baskel was only for Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai held that we go by the Emes and Shemayim. For them, Shemayim came and said, no. Beis Hillel didn't need the Baskel. Beis Hillel goes by Baalitz. Beis Shammai was saying you go by the Emes and Shemayim. On that, the Baskel went out and said, no. Beis Shammai l'shita sayu now had nothing to rely on. In Oretz, Beis Hillel was the Roiv. When they would say, I know the truth in Shemayim, for that you have a Baskel. The Baskel was only for Beis Shammai. That's how Rabbi Yaakov touched it up. Now we can understand why Beis Hillel hold a Shlomim is better than a Shlomim Machagig is better than an Oila. Because Beis Hillel hold Iker is Oretz. So if you have a Korban that has in it Shemayim and Oretz, it's more Choshev. But and that's why they hold you in Chagiga, you spend two Kesef on a Chagiga and only one Kesef on an Oila. Beis Shammai L'shita Sayu, who holds Shemayim is the Iker, so they hold that the oil is better. And that's why they spend more on the carbon oil. We'll answer Be'ez HaShem Gerol next week.